the first time I saw the bed, I just thought, this is quite a big bed. And thank God we've got 4 days to do that, because of course we had to do the work in front of the public as well. So it involved making sure, of course, that everybody had what they needed on the day, all the packing materials and things like that. And making sure we had volunteers in the room as well to explain to visitors what was happening. And there was also a very small risk that the top of the bed was actually holding the ceiling. And so we had the building survey on site as well to make sure that if in case something did happen, we had the right people on site. But as we all know, it went very, very well. And within 4 days, the whole bed was taken down and packed, which is brilliant. There were some moments of stress. I think Cassinia, the textile specialist, was a bit nervous to start with, because of course when you take an object as big as the bed, there's always a risk, and of course the bed hadn't been taken down in 300 years, so they weren't quite sure what they would find and how it would go. But you know, with a bit of reassurance, she was absolutely fine, and it was a real joy to work with everybody and seeing how the public also reacted to seeing the bed being taken down. And of course everything was filmed as well, and we have now a beautiful film of the spangled bed being taken down. So we have kept all of the dust samples, of course, and all the spangles will be reattached to the fabric of the spangled bed once they've undergone conservation treatment. But yeah, every little detail counts in conservation. You can't rush it, and you've got to be patient.